My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is, well, I think it's become more important than any other time, probably because of the exposure of all the new germs and bacterias and viral infections, all of the diseases that at one time were afflicting mostly the geriatric community. And because I just stress and lifestyle and the choices that we make have actually put us into a category where we have to start thinking about our health much, much earlier than we did in the past. I think it's because, you know, we're just spinning. We're spinning out of control, and we're just on the go all the time, and we're not taking the time to reflect and rebuild and you know, and fix the things that we're doing to our bodies on a daily basis. So there's a lot of important things that we have to focus on. Every day here on the show, the Staying Healthy radio show, I bring you the best guest in the industry. We talk about the relevant topics. We talk about the what's new in the world of health and nutrition, and we bring you up to date, and we make sure that we keep things relevant because, you know, it's great to know the history of the things that we used to do in the past. That's awesome. But we want to know what we need to do today. What's available today? What's going to change my world today? And what's going to give me a better outlook and a better success? You know, there's a big industry here, the natural products industry, and it is growing every single day. Within the industry, I have my favorites. I have my companies that I go to because of their trust and their consistency and their integrity and what they bring to the industry. There's companies that are really good. There's companies that I think are just kind of getting started. You know, so knowing where to go, what to choose is really, really difficult. So you want to be able to tune in and touch base with people that can, you know, keep you headed in the right direction. And that's the reason I send everyone to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location. They're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and they're also in their fourth decade in the Valley. It's nice to go somewhere where you can get your questions answered, choose from the highest quality products in the industry, you know, get great prices and deals and all that wonderful stuff, but gain peace of mind with the people you're working with. And today, probably more important than almost any other time. I truly want to make sure that everybody is heading in the right direction, because there's nothing worse than wasting time, wasting energy, wasting money, you know, trying to do something when you didn't really plan it out and you just kind of on a whim decided to head in a certain direction. And then you find out 6 months down the road that, you know, you were going the wrong way. I don't want that. I want people to head in the right direction. And that's why I send you to Stay Healthy. That's why I bring you the best guest. And that's why we talk about the relevant topics. If you go to Stay Healthy, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. If you head over there, you will truly find amazing, amazing, great people to work with that are passionate and knowledgeable and informed and educated. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Those are the hours of the store. Remember, if you go to their webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com, enter your email address and you'll start getting newsletters, coupons, and that in-the-know information. And if you give them a thumbs up on Facebook, you every single day will start getting great posts. It's a way to kind of keep connected with your group, your people that you're going to learn to trust and really enjoy working with. Well, today we're going to talk about CBD, and I have to tell you, in my 40 years in the field, I probably have seen a couple things that lit the industry and the country on fire. One was omega-3 fatty acids. We started talking fish oils and flaxseed oil. That was just an amazing thing. I remember when Barbara Walters talked about melatonin and when ginkgo biloba really started hitting the airwaves. These were things that were pivotal in our industry and really drew a lot of people because they were touching on things that a lot of people were really interested in. And I think that's really important. But I don't think I've seen anything like CBD in a long time. Obviously, we have to make sure that we provide clarity. You know, people are still stigmatized by the word marijuana or the category marijuana. And although the CBD can be extracted from marijuana, what we talk about here and what is being talked about is CBD from industrialized hemp. So I thought what I would do today is touch on as many of the frequently asked questions that are out there. And I think that hopefully you'll get a good understanding. Then you can head over to Stay Healthy and try some of these amazing products that I think are going to do really well. And I'll talk about the products as we get through the hour because Barleen's has really put out some awesome choices. And they have a brand new one that you're just going to love. Not only the delicious taste, but also the wonderful idea of the delivery system. So we'll talk about that as well. Let me see. I think probably starting at the very beginning would be the best thing to do. And one of the questions that comes in for a lot of people is, what is CBD? Well, CBD stands for cannabidiol, and it's one of 85 known phytocannabinoids that naturally occur in cannabis plants. It's one of the most prolific cannabinoids found in hemp plants. CBD has very low THC, less than 0.3%, which is why CBD doesn't make people feel high. In fact, CBD can actually counteract the feeling of being high caused by THC. CBD continues to gain incredible popularity as more and more studies reveal its potential benefits for human health. Now, as you are learning about this, you're going to hear some key words like phytocannabinoids, endocannabinoid system, and these are just words that you're going to hear. You'll get more familiar with them because, you know, I remember the word endocannabinoid could barely be said by most people about a year ago, and now just rolls off our tongue, you know. So we're learning, and I think we're learning because we're interested, and because I think that this fits a very big need and a huge broad category within our industry. So let's start with that. ECS, endocannabinoid system. Our body, our human body, is self-regulating. So kind of like when you're walking on a tightrope or a tightrope walker, it's constantly shifting to stay balanced and healthy, a process called homeostasis. Now, if I was sitting in front of a television camera, I would describe it one way, but on the radio, I like to talk about homeostasis as like a teeter-totter. You know, the teeter-totter in the park and two equally weighted kids, maybe around 90 to 100 pounds each on either side. You know, up and down, pushing themselves with their feet. But I remember as a kid, it was always trying to fun to try to balance, you know, try to balance it in midair. So you're almost kind of floating and it's just equally balanced. And that's the visual that I like to use for homeostasis. It's when our system has found a harmony, when it's found its balance. And that's what homeostasis is. Now, we don't have a lot of that going on today. Today, we got a 400-pound person on a teeter-totter and a 50-pound person on the other. So obviously, there's not much balance going on there. And the larger person is sitting on the ground with his rear end in the dirt, and the other one is floating in the air. So we need to find that balance. And balance doesn't have to do with weight. It doesn't have to do with anything other than internal systems becoming more prolific and more balanced and more evened out and working together in what I like to say, like a harmony. Now, one way our bodies maintain homeostasis is via this endocannabinoid system. Many times the word balance is used here to talk about homeostasis, but it might be even better to talk about like a return to ground zero, to a time when things were better and we had the capability of a better body communication and a resetting of the clock, if you will. The endocannabinoid system is made up of these receptors, and the receptors are on cell membranes that regulate a variety of processes, including, you know, eating, sleeping, relaxation, cognition. The endocannabinoid system also assists in the body's overall recovery and repair. Our bodies naturally produce compounds called endocannabinoids, endo meaning inside the body, that bind to those receptor sites like a key that fits into a lock. CBD hemp oil is a plant-based cannabinoid, or phytocannabinoid, phyto meaning plant, that binds to cell receptors in a pretty similar way. Once the key cannabinoid is inside the lock, the cell receptor, our body's ability to maintain ideal health is unlocked. And the thing about it is people say, well, does marijuana bring a key to the program? Yes, it does, and so does CBD. You know, whatever key you have opens the lock, but you want to choose the key for you that's going to give you the most benefit, fit into your lifestyle the most successfully, and maybe give you the better chance of being able to find balance. Now, CB1 receptors. CB1 receptors are a type of receptor in the endocannabinoid system to be primarily located in the central and peripheral nervous system, activated by all types of cannabinoids. CBD signals the body's natural mechanisms to activate those receptors to do more of what they do naturally. And that's really, really important. Now, a CB2 receptor is a receptor type in the endocannabinoid system believed to be located primarily in the peripheral tissues of the immune system, the gastrointestinal system, the peripheral nervous system, and to a lesser degree, the central nervous system. CBD signals the body's natural mechanisms to activate those receptors to do more of what they do naturally. So, you know, I was talking with someone the other day, and she said, so are our receptor sites lazy? And I say, no, I just think that we're not bringing the keys to open them up and let them do what they want to do as effectively as we could. So when we do, the body starts to increase the flow of energy and then the communication. And before you know it, these receptors are talking to each other around the body, and we're starting to see and feel a difference of balance. And I don't think a lot of us see balance today. I think most of us are pretty on the imbalance side. So this is a good question. What is a cannabinoid? These are the compounds that activate the cannabinoid receptors. Synthetic cannabinoids, phytocannabinoids, endocannabinoids are all in the cannabinoid family. Now, I already mentioned that phytocannabinoids, phyto meaning plant. The phytocannabinoids are the cannabinoids natural occurring in plants. Plants like hemp. Many plants make cannabinoids, but hemp plants contain particularly large amounts of cannabinoids, with CBD, cannabidiol, being the most common, the most prolific, and in the largest quantity, we guess we should say. Now, endocannabinoid, endo means within the body. Plant, phytoplant, endo inside. Endocannabinoids are the cannabinoids produced naturally by our cells in the human body. And what we want to do is we want to produce lots of them. We want them to stay healthy and last longer before they die off in the body. We want them to be able to make more changes. We want them to be able to be, you know, more common and create a whole bunch more of them. And that's what the whole idea of using these lock and key to open these receptor sites does in the body. And it's very, very important. Another word you will probably hear now is called terpenes. Now, terpenes are their compounds found in essential oils produced by many plants, including cannabis. It's kind of like what makes a lemon smell like a lemon. You know, if your eyes are closed or you're blindfolded and somebody cuts open a lemon and you puts it under your nose, you smell the terpenes that gives the lemon its lemony scent. So that's what a terpene is. These terpenes bond with the cannabinoids to turbocharge them, creating these synergistic balancing effects, otherwise known as what they call it, the entourage effect. Now, different combinations of terpenes and cannabinoids have different effects. So the idea is to have them in balance and, you know, have them in a way that they can work together. Okay, full spectrum. Now, that's something that you will see on the bottles. You'll definitely see it on the Barleen's bottles. If you think full spectrum, I would think the easiest way to remember it would be all the good things you get from a plant. the good things that come from a wide range of cannabinoids, terpenes, antioxidants, nutrients, and other plant compounds present in the hemp plant. It can provide a greater effect than just CBD alone, as all of the cannabinoids can work together as nature intended them to, in what is known as this entourage effect. A recent study from Israel has documented the superior therapeutic properties of whole plant, full spectrum cannabis extract over a single molecule isolated cannabidiol CBD. And I think that that's really important to know, because we want things to be used in the way that, you know, Mother Nature presented them to us. So when someone says, what is this entourage effect? I think that one of the easiest ways to think of that is in when various compounds of a full spectrum CBD hemp oil are combined, their benefit is greater than what you would receive from like an individual component. There's also what we call synergy. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. There are over 85 identified compounds in the cannabis plant. While most of these compounds have their own therapeutic benefits on their own, they combine synergistically to work together as a team to provide far better results when they're all taken together. So it's like an umbrella bringing all of the parts together to get an effect that is just so incredible. So I am definitely someone who believes in using a product that really truly brings all parts. And I think that that's important for us to know. And I think we need to make sure that we are searching out full spectrum. So what is cannabis? This is where some of the confusion comes in. Well, many people consider cannabis and marijuana as interchangeable. Cannabis is actually a plant family with three different subspecies. It has cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, cannabis ruderalis. So it is actually a category. Industrial hemp comes from the non-psychoactive varieties of cannabis sativa L, which have less than 0.3% or less of tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC. Hemp is similar to marijuana in that they come from the same plant family cannabis, but are genetically distinct and are different in their use, their chemical makeup, their cultivation methods. You know, it's like, once again, go back to fruit. Lemons and oranges are both citrus fruit, but they're different completely. So we want to remember that. Here's kind of a little background of hemp. Hemp has been cultivated by humans for over 10,000 years and is grown in many parts of the world, including North America today, and many brand new amazing places now popping up. Hemp plants produce nutritious seeds that are high in protein and have many uses, such as being pressed into healthy culinary oils. The seeds are also used to make hemp milk, an alternative to dairy milk. Hemp stalks are used for paper and textile, for clothing, for shoes, for building products, for dishes, for floorboards. It's amazing. I was just at the NOCO summit, and I was seeing the things that they are making out of hemp, and I was amazed. Building materials, alternative fuels. Hemp is earth-friendly plant that gives back nutrients to the soil that's planted in. Grows densely, so herbicide is not needed, and it's the perfect rotation crop. In addition, the crop grows rapidly and is ready for harvest in just a few months, making it highly sustainable and definitely renewable. So I think the big question is, a lot of people want to know, what does CBD do in our bodies? Well, when we consume CBD, the cannabinoids and the terpenes act upon these receptors within our bodies, which the endocannabinoid system, ECS. These terms are all interchangeable. This means CBD helps to support our ECS as it controls our responses to things like pleasure and memory and appetite, sleep, coordination, and both sensory and time perception. CBD also attaches to receptors in the brain that are related to serotonin production, to receptors that are antipsychoactive, and to various other receptors that help our health. So when someone asks me about CBD, what will it do for me? My first suggestion and my first response is try it. See how you do. You know, see how you feel. I mean, I think that everybody can get a very good sense of well-being from CBD. But I think that everybody is going to respond to it differently. I think it's going to bring something different to the plate of everybody's table. And I think that everybody is going to have, you know, different benefits once you find, you know, that comfort zone, that really sweet area that works directly just for you. And I think that's really important. Although CBD is now the subject of many peer-reviewed medical studies in regards to various aspects of human health, we still work within the parameters of DSHEA. And DSHEA is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. And this is the 25th anniversary of that DSHEA act that happened that really has given us the availability to be where we are today as an industry. And because of those guidelines, you can't really specifically state the conditions of CBD that many people are addressing. I know Barleen's encourages, and quality companies do encourage, you do your own research. Consult your health and medical practitioners that are familiar with CBD. And you can always go to pubmed.gov as a resource, as newly published research is coming out in real time. It's one of those things where I think as we learn more about it and as we experience more of way it reacts for us individually, I think everybody is going to start feeling incredible with how they're doing. And I think that you're going to notice different things. I talk to people every single day. Numerous big quantities of people, either through messaging or through email or in person, and they are doing really incredible with using CBD on a daily basis. And I think that's great. So another common question, big one. What's the difference between hemp and marijuana? Well, once again, lemon and oranges are both citrus fruits. Hemp and marijuana come from the same plant family, but are different in their genetics, their makeups, their use, and their cultivation. Some of the key takeaways from hemp and marijuana differentiation. Hemp contains a negligible amount of THC, low, but it's higher in CBD. It's used in foods, dietary supplements, skin products, clothing, paper, and so many different things. Marijuana is generally known to have higher levels of THC, the psychoactive compound that will get you high. Marijuana generally has low levels of CBD. So that's a big difference right there. And I think that we just need to remember. And if you kind of remember, most hemps are 0.3% THC or lower, and over upwards of sometimes 20% CBD, where marijuana is greater than 20% THC and usually less than 10% CBD, usually much less. Is CBD from industrial hemp as good as CBD from marijuana? This is what I talked about before. If you have a lock and you have a key, no matter who's holding the key, it's going to open the lock. So as far as your body is concerned, CBD is CBD, regardless of whether it comes from marijuana or hemp, as the molecules look just the same, just as vitamin C molecules would look the same extracted from oranges or rose hips. It's important to keep in mind that hemp and marijuana are a different subspecies of the same plant, Cannabis sativa L. The defining characteristic that makes hemp different from marijuana is the low volume of THC. And that's really important because there are a lot of people out there that, you know, may have experienced marijuana and enjoyed it. There's a lot of people out there that maybe wanted to but didn't want the high sensation that went along with it, the psychoactive effects. And now there's a lot of people today that are thinking, you know, this is great. I can get all these great benefits, but I don't have to deal with the high. That's what we're getting from industrial hemp. So the question always comes in, will I get high from CBD hemp oil? You won't get high from taking CBD hemp oil. It's made from industrial hemp, so it doesn't have nearly enough THC for you to experience the high associated with marijuana. While there are trace amounts of THC in CBD hemp oil, your body couldn't physically consume the amount of it needed to get high. We're talking truckloads, and we're pretty sure that you don't want to drink that much of any oil. So how long does it take for CBD to take effect? Well, the uptake of CBD depends on several factors, such as your current health, your digestion, the amount or milligrams of CBD you're using. The best source on info of what to expect in relation to time and effect may come from, well, talking to your healthcare practitioner or simply by seeing how you react and how you feel. I'm a big believer in starting low and slowly, if you need to, increase. But, you know, I think it's a lot easier to always start on the low side and then increase than it is to take a whole bunch of something, get an effect, and not even know if you need to be using that much. You know what I mean? Like I have a friend that loves to use a lot of B complex and was taking like 4 B complex a day and felt great, lots of energy and all that stuff. And I said, "Well, why are you taking so much?" They said, "Well, I feel really good." And I said, "Well, how do you know that you wouldn't feel as good just taking one?" And he said, "You know what? I don't know." So he stopped taking his Bs for like a week or two, and then he started taking one a day. And he said, "I felt pretty good." And he goes, "Then I went to 2 a day, and I felt exactly as good as I did when I was taking 4, so that's where I stopped." And that's just an example of why sometimes we need to, you know, follow directions. It's really important. There's a reason that there's a dosage on something. Now, are there going to be people that need to adjust their dosage? Of course. And some things you should be adjusting with your medical practitioner. But the whole idea is there's no reason to take a whole bunch of something if you don't need it. Just because you're one of those one is good, five is better people, and I know who you are. I know many of you. One is good, five is better. No, not necessarily. You know, because sometimes you end up wasting a lot of time, energy, money, and product, and many times you just don't need it. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we'll hit more of these frequently asked questions about CBD. And remember, it's Stay Healthy. You can pick up the liquid ideal tincture is there, the organic tincture, and also the brand new Simply Delicious Emulsion. Ugh, we're going to talk about that after the break. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Why Native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barlean's Organic Oils offers their island fresh, cold pressed, extra virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barlean's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and save for the great tasting, fresh pressed, extra virgin coconut oil as only Barlean's can create. Barlean's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barlean's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest 5-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barlean's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex natural peppermint flavored extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barleen's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barleen's olive leaf complex. Olive, that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radua Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailers? So there's a lot of experience there, as well as longevity. Head over to Stay Healthy. Check out the full line of Barleen's products available every single day at Stay Healthy. Don't forget to check out the CBD products that are available, and many new products will be coming in under the Barleen's line. So, and you'll check out that new one. I'll talk about that in just a moment. Hope you take the time to head over there. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Well, we're talking about CBD today, and kind of hitting some of the popular questions that come in, like, what are the side effects? Well, at the present time, we're not really aware of any negative health effects of using CBD oil. Once again, you know your body, you know your sensitivities. Talk to your doctor and see if it's something that they think is going to be an issue for you. Now, one thing that I want people to remember is, you know, will CBD show up on a drug test? This is another really big question. It's unlikely, but it could. Hemp does contain a very low amount of THC. So conceivably, much like when you eat foods that contain poppy seeds, it could show up on a drug test. The probability depends on how much CBD you're taking, how long you've been taking it. Of course, it depends on exactly what's being tested for. This is also true with culinary hemp oil and hemp protein products. So something to keep in mind, if it's really an issue, then you probably would want to maybe think about using CBD. So, and make sure you make the right choice. Can CBD and cannabis cause allergic reactions? Well, put it this way. It's possible to have an allergic reaction to anything. Plants, air, food, clothing, perfumes, detergents, everything. So if you are sensitive to many plants and have allergic reactions to them, or you have allergic reactions to things in general, it's a good idea to consult your healthcare practitioner or your allergist before using something new, especially something coming from a plant. It might be that you might have to start out with a fraction of the dosage to see how you react. Once again, talk with your allergist. They'll make sure that you're getting the information that you need. Can I give CBD oil to my pets? Well, many veterinarians today are now recommending CBD for animals due to many positive studies regarding animal health. So check with your vet in regards to using your CBD products for your pet. Are there terpenes added to the oil? This is a really important thing. The Barleen's Organic Ideal CBD does have some very beneficial terpene sources added to the formula. Extracts of clove and hops and black pepper. These are found right on the label and on the ingredient list. Terpenes, remember, are those aromatic plant compounds that can influence our bodies, like using the aromatic compounds. For example, the terpene called linalool is what makes lavender oil have that relaxing effect. You know, when you smell lavender oil, it's very mellowing. The terpenes that are added to the Barleen's Organic CBD oil formula include a very important terpene called beta-carophylline, which binds to CB2 receptors throughout the body. So good to keep in mind. This will be another one of those questions. Can I take CBD with my prescription medications? A lot of people do. I tell people, once again, work with your doctors, work with your medical practitioners, and show them so they're aware of what you're using. And the other thing is, if you're working with numerous doctors, make sure that you are informing them of all the medications. See, there is not this huge computer system that keeps everything you use in one system. If you're going to three or four different doctors, you could be using three or four different medications, and the other doctors don't know what you're using. So always keep a full list of your medications with you so that you can update the other doctors you go to see on what you're using from other physicians. Otherwise, they could prescribe something that could cause a problem. Now, what is the hemp farming bill of 2018? This is really important because that's what happened, you know, in December, and that's what really has made a dramatic difference. Now, not to confuse it with the 2014 Farm Bill, the Hemp Farming Bill of 2018 was introduced on the federal level by Senator Mitch McConnell in April and is being referred to as the Dream Bill by hemp advocates. The key reason for this bill is it will legalize hemp, not just the stalk and the seeds, but all parts of the cannabis sativa L plant with a concentration of not more than 0.3% THC on the federal level. The bill specifically deschedules all derivatives, extracts, cannabinoids, and seeds of hemp as long as those portions remain below 0.3% THC. This will clear up the confusing gray area we currently are navigating through with respect to the DEA. Provisions for this bill will also have been added to the 2018 Farm Bill, which passed in December 2018. Now, remember, the descheduling and declassifying of hemp, this is a big thing. And I think it's going to really make a difference in the overall big picture. Now, extraction methods. I want to touch on this and then I'll touch on the products real quick. The Barleen's products are created and extracted using two different methods. CO2 extraction for the organic ideal CBD hemp oil, and food-grade kosher alcohol for the extra-strength ideal CBD hemp oil. While CO2 extractions retains fewer of the terpenes found in the plant, the cloves, hops, and black pepper added back in to the product provide additional terpenes. Ethyl alcohol is most historically used method for cannabis hemp extracts. It is clean extraction method that allows for optimal retention of terpenes and other sensitive compounds. So I think that you are going to see remarkable, remarkable things with CBD. I'm so pleased that we have the availability of all this knowledge and having it be so strong within the industry. So once again, when you're dealing with things like dosages and you're dealing with, you know, when, how, where, and why, if you work closely with your medical practitioners, it would be a good idea to discuss it with them. Yet Stay Healthy, you can look at, you can check out and purchase the Extra Strength Ideal CBD Hemp Oil, which is 25 milligrams of CBD per serving, less than 0.3% THC, of course, made from U.S. grown hemp. It's full spectrum. These are words that, remember, we've talked about already today, so you'll remember the words. No artificial ingredients. It's third-party tested for purity and potency. It's gluten-free, vegan, and it has a little bit of a natural mint flavor. They'll recommend about 20 drops, and that's what's recommended on the label. Many people start with lower. Some people eventually go higher. It's approximately about 3/4 of a full dropper under the tongue is needed. And I think that's important. And one thing different with this than many you will see is this is a 1.5 fluid ounce bottle. So you're getting about a month and a half supply versus a month supply in many of the 1 ounce bottles that are out there. So that's a really nice little added plus that you're actually getting a month and a half, where many of them out there you're getting 3 weeks to a month. Now, there's also, for the people that want to say stick to your roots and for your strong affirmations about food and diet, they brilliantly came out with an organic ideal CBD hemp oil. Now, this is USDA organic, less than 0.1% THC. It's full spectrum, gluten-free, vegan, no artificial ingredients, third-party tested for purity and potency. It's got an organic mint flavor, once again, packaged in a 1.5-ounce bottle. You know, so two great choices to choose from. And you will find the one that you think works the best for you. And I think it's, you know, when you find a quality company that's been doing things for a long time, like Barleen's has been making oils for 30 years. You know, when people think about oils, they think about Barleen's. They've made great strides in the oil industry, and they have gained the respect of not only the entire industry, but also from the raw product individuals and from the people that are using their products and consumers around the country. So, you know, I think that when you're, it was just a natural fit, you know, because they've already are in the oil manufacturing business to bring out a great quality CBD oil as well. So I'm real excited that they've done this. Now, the other thing that you really want to keep in mind is that there are products out there that as you are learning more and more about them, you're going to start, you know, being able to ask questions. Is this a full spectrum? That's what I want. Does it have the terpenes in there? Am I getting the entourage effect? Is this a product that's going to help me balance my body and get better homeostasis? Is my endocannabinoid system going to work better? You're going to start asking yourself these questions because you understand the definitions, and that's really, really important. So at Expo in March, Barleen's unveiled their new Seriously Delicious CBD. Now, when you've heard me many times, we used to talk about the swirls, and now the swirls, the category has been changed to the term Seriously Delicious because they are seriously delicious if you've ever tried them. And the wonderful thing about this is the emulsion. When things are emulsified, they process better, they sit better, they digest better, we absorb them better, we get more out of them because of the actual state of the product that it's in. And the idea of using something in an emulsified form is really important. And seriously, I think I'm probably going to, I'm going to probably move over to this product as well. The first one has been brought out. It is a chocolate mint flavor. Now, I'm not a big chocolate person, where I know a lot of people are. And let me tell you, they were sampling this for thousands and thousands and thousands of people at the show. They had a booth right up front and everybody was stopping to taste this. And it was just like every other one of their Seriously Delicious products. It's one of those things where you take it right off the spoon and it is so absolutely delicious to your palate that your eyes just roll back. Now, one teaspoon of this yields 25 milligrams of CBD. And I think that a lot of people are going to find their comfort level. I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to use either a half a teaspoon, get 12 and a half milligrams, or go for the full teaspoon and get 25 milligrams. But the wonderful thing about this category, this seriously delicious category, that now they have this chocolate mint delicious CBD product added to this category, is the taste sensation. I think many of us do things and we stick with things because of the taste. We stay with it eventually because of the benefits and the changes that their things are able to make to our body. But what originally got us in the door was the taste. And I go back far enough with Barleen's. I mean, decades and decades. I've been doing radio shows with them for way over a quarter of a century. And what I have learned is that they understand that today people, like when it came to fish and flax, people wanted something that tasted good. People were tired of taking fish oils that caused fish burps and, you know, like they were chewing on a piece of raw cod all day long. You know, that taste in your mouth, because that was a big turnoff for a lot of people. And all of a sudden, this swirls at that time, now called Seriously Delicious, you know, people would take it off the spoon and just the wonderful taste sensation where you don't taste the fish, you don't taste the oil, you just taste the delicious, wonderful flavor. And I think that's really incredible. And it's kind of this smoothie kind of consistency. And that's exactly the same way that the CBD chocolate mint is. And I got to tell you, I was watching people, you know, all day long, enjoying the flavor sensation of this. People are saying, oh, it tastes like a thin mint. Oh, it tastes like an after dinner chocolate mint. You know, just tastes so good. Oh, I could put this over ice cream. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you're going to find your comfortable way of doing it. People love to have different ways, but this is something so delicious, you can take it off the spoon. You don't have to mix it. You don't have to cover it up. You don't need to mask it because you want it up front and center because it's absolutely delicious. And to be able to get the benefit of 25 milligrams in this emulsion form means that you're going to get more out of your CBD. You're going to get better reactions, better success, better results. And I think that the wonderful thing is you're already getting really great choices within the line. But let's say you're just looking for something different. This is different. And it's delicious. And it's emulsified. And it's going to work really, really well. I'm so excited that they got this out. And from what I hear, there's a couple other flavors being tossed around. And that'll be nice to bring a couple more flavors to the line. And I just wish I could, I wish I had a little video to show you of people trying this at the Expo. you know, because a lot of people are coming out with CBD. Not everybody cuts the corner or cuts the mustard, if you will, because they're cutting corners and because they're not really giving as good a quality as they should. So you really have to be careful because you don't want to put all your eggs in the basket of something that doesn't really bring anything to the table. Or you're using a product that's coming from a company that maybe hasn't done the research yet. Like I said, if you've been using Barleans for a long time, you know they've been making healthy oils for 30 years. So they have the oil thing down. And because they use great raw products, you know you're getting something that's going to work really well. So choose wisely. If you're looking to use CBD, you know, try the Ideal Wonderful Full Spectrum Liquid. Try the Organic Liquid. You know, and keep in mind, this is going to be something that's going to kind of set the industry on its heels. Because not only are you going to get the benefits of the CBD, but you're also going to be able to have a delivery system ensuring that you're going to digest things a lot better. And I think that's great. So to kind of summarize what we've been talking about today, CBD is an amazing product that is used internally to tune up and balance our endocannabinoid system. It brings things to the table to provide the balancing factor that we need to unlock all of those locks that have been closed, to increase flow of energy and circulatory communication within our body. Our bodies are amazing, intricate machines. They want to work for us. They want to do their jobs. They want to be successful. But many times we've been taking away their tools. We've been taking away their energy, taking away their fuel, and they're just kind of doing what they can do on their own until they get to the point and they're like, I got nothing. I got nothing to work with here. You want me to build you this gigantic house and you gave me one nail, a hammer, and one piece of wood. It's not happening. Give me tools. Give me supplies. Give me energy. Give me fuel. Give me nutrition and give me what I need to unlock, open, and cause a balance. And I think that's really important. When your system is balanced and when you have a balanced endocannabinoid system, I'll give you two examples. You know, let's say that you're at a four-way stop in a small town and the light goes out. The one light in town goes out. Traffic is backed up forever because people can't remember who to yield to, when to go. Everybody's so polite in this town that nobody wants to go anywhere. Then enters the policeman to the middle of the intersection with white gloves and a whistle. And he starts directing through traffic, and then he holds them back, and then he directs the other through traffic. Then he directs all the left turns and the right turns, and he is balancing, and the white gloves are moving, and he's just smiling, and everybody's happy, and everybody's waving at each other, and everybody's moving through town, getting to where they need to go, and he is causing a flow of better positive energy. That's homeostasis, number one. Number two, he is your endocannabinoid system. And he's there to tune up everything and to get things moving correctly and to really put things into a proper balance and functioning fluidity that we need. Because I think a lot of us are stuck there at the four-way sign with no light. And we're not doing anything. We're just kind of sitting there existing and kind of spinning our wheels and revving our engines, but no one's moving anywhere. Because we need something. We need to utilize this beautiful system, this endocannabinoid system that works on so many different parts of the body to get things tuned up and energetic and cooperating and communicating and balancing and doing all the things that our body wants to do. But nobody wrote the rule book and there's nobody there enforcing it and nobody telling people what to do. And the want to is there. So that's the way that I look at CBD. And the one thing that I love so much about it is the effect of being able to have balance. And I think that because of our lifestyle and because of the way we live today and the choices that we make and the overabundance of stress and not knowing how to relax and take downtime and we don't know how to decompress or we don't take the time for that, we cut our nose off to spite our face. We are running around in circles, you know, trying to get things done. We're the people pleasers of the world and we put our body, our health, and our life on the back burner so far that we can't even see the pot anymore. Well, I want you to bring everything up to the full burner. I want you to start taking care of yourself. I want you to really think about bringing in this CBD and keeping it in mind because I guarantee you, you're going to find positive benefits in the area that your body needs to benefit in. And you might be pleasantly surprised that after a period of time, you're getting benefits in a bunch of different areas that you had no idea that it would ever work in. Because as you tune, things come into balance. And as they come into balance, more and more things are going to start to bring itself to the forefront. And all of a sudden, you're going to start doing this self-inventory, and you're going to say, oh my goodness, this is just crazy. This is better. This is better. This is better. I feel better. I'm thinking better. I'm doing all these wonderful things. Oh my goodness. You know, I'm getting great benefits that I didn't plan on. And that's what I love the most, are radiated, unplanned benefits. So go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out their awesome line of products from Barleen's, but also check out their CBD. Take a look at their Ideal Full Spectrum Liquid Tincture. Take a look at their organic liquid tincture and check out the new one, the emulsified, seriously delicious CBD in a mint chocolate flavor that'll just set your taste buds on fire. They're going to be happy, dancing happy taste buds. How cool is that? And then the benefit of 25 milligrams of CBD per teaspoon. They'll talk to you there at Stay Healthy. They'll answer your questions. They'll help you pick the right one for you to make sure you're choosing correctly. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. You'll find them Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember, when you go to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you, because you get the wonderful availability of being able to work with people that have amazing knowledge, people that are trained and educated and up to date and relevant to what's going on in today's world. They can answer your questions and they're going to give you some feedback. And, you know, sometimes we walk in and we've got this one thing in our mind because we hear a friend using it or a coworker and they're doing really, really well. And you come in and you spend a little time. Don't be surprised if they say that probably won't work for you because of the medications you're on and your age and your lifestyle and these other things. But you might want to go this way because this is more suited for you. Remember, we don't all fit in the same box. You may start out a program with five people and everyone may eventually have to try something different for all of you to meet at the end of the, you know, the finish line, because not everything works the same way for everybody. I've told you this before. I wait on identical twins. Their lifestyles are different. One drinks, one doesn't. One smokes, one doesn't. One is rich, one is not. One has all the money in the world to take care of themselves, the other one doesn't. One travels, one stays home. One's married, one's single. One eats great food, one doesn't. One eats a ton of fast food. It's all different. Their genetic makeup, yeah, it's the same. But it doesn't mean they're going to react the same. They may have to follow a different protocol, use a different GPS system to get them to where they need to be. But that's okay. That's why Stay Healthy has done so well as it has, you know, for such a long time, because they're able to help people steer themselves in the right healthy direction. Remember to go to their webpage, leave your email address, start getting newsletters, updates, coupons. StayHealthyLasVegas.com is their webpage. And of course, giving them a thumbs up on Facebook. That'd be pretty cool, because that way you can stay connected to them every single day. And don't forget about those great articles on their webpage that you can read. They change a lot, but every time you go there, you'll be more informed. Every time you take 10 minutes to read those articles, and you'll be up to date on relevant topics. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in today. Thank you to Barleen's for this amazing new line of CBD products and, of course, the new chocolate mint emulsion. I can't wait to talk more about that and the new flavors that'll be coming. Thank you for tuning in. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I hope you'll take the time to tune in live. If you can't, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can actually download the shows, the podcast, when it's convenient for you on your time schedule. And remember, don't forget, when you're on Facebook today, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Click the like button. Let's stay in touch. I answer your questions right on my Facebook page, and I bring you information that makes you think, makes you ponder, and makes you think about your great health. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.